You know, when someone asks me, you know, who's my favorite guitar player, I will say Sinister Gates. If someone asks you, hey, who's your favorite guitar player, what would you say?
Man, on different days, it would be different people, that's for sure. I definitely can give you a top five. If I had to boil it down to one, I guess it would have to be Dimebag Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely freaked me out the most over the course of my guitar career, you know. When I hear Slash, I'm just like, my God, how do you come up with those notes? Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But I'm just beyond perplexed quite often by Dime's play.
That's epic. And you know what? I can actually see you saying both those answers, too, because you have, like, I don't know if you ever noticed, but you have kind of like Slash swag on stage. You know what I mean? Like, you're smooth.
Thanks, dude. No, I appreciate that. I don't know what the hell I am, but
right.
It's not what I'm trying. Not yet, anyway.
Your sound is all your own, but your influences shine through in the way you present yourself.
Thanks, brother. It does mean a lot. It really does.
It's just honestly hard not to just sit here and compliment you the whole time. You know that? Like, seriously.
Not hard for me. Go right on ahead. I'm a muso geek, dude. I have insecurities running through every inch of my body. So
some of my very first guitar licks were learning your riffs, actually. Can you guess the very first riff I learned?
Unholy Confession.
Yeah, that was it. Of course you would freaking know that.
Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so do you remember writing that very first, you know, but da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
all I want to do here is just fucking smile about this over a beer later, but I can't do it. I'd love to just take all credit to fuck with Zach, but that's his riff.
Nice. Oh, so humble.
I'm coming with it, though. That son of a bitch.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
He's a riff-writing machine, man. That guy's a fucking stud.
So, right. Yeah. You guys are a good team, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, what other riffs do you like?
I learned the whole City of Evil CD.
Well, I got something in there somewhere then.
Yeah, and then You Won't See Me Tonight Part 2, I think, the end of Waking the Fallen.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little me. There we go.
Oh, that lead, you can't mistake that lead. That's all sinister right there.
Right.
And again, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in, and we're looking forward to the release of the deluxe album of the stage. It's like 7 new studio tracks as well as the cover. What made you guys decide to do the cover?
It's been an idea for quite some time with the band. We just hadn't really had the time or the ambition to really go through with it. I mean, we've done covers before, but we knew if we did them right and kind of reinvented them, as opposed to like them walk, we're proud of it, but you know, like if you're gonna try and sound like Pantera, then you're just a dumb. But it started off as a jam and having fun. It wasn't like we're gonna go cover Walk. It just, we started jamming on it live. And so anyway, these we really wanted to have some sort of uniqueness to it, a reinvention of these songs,
right?
And so that's what and you know, some of us think we did a pretty good job, and it's just we're really excited that it's out now, you know.
Yeah,
done with it.
Like being in a band is a lot like being in a relationship, because you know band breakups are like the worst ever. So what have you guys done to, you know, keep things exciting and spice things up?
Like in the bedroom?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about communication, you know? And we're really, really lucky because we are such different people that if we didn't grow up together, if we didn't live around the corner from each other, things might be a lot different. But we really do love each other with all of our hearts and all of our souls. And it's gotten us through a lot of hardships, you know? And,
right. And
even one small little gift in Jimmy's passing is that it definitely solidified this band as an unbreakable unit. Like, can't let them down now, you know. Side projects, this and that, you know. You just let's stay strong. Let's go make the best music together. And so we've kept that, you know. When bugs us, we talk to each other, or we get severely hammered and just realize that we're all people and we love each other. So we get it done, man. We're very lucky. There's no method to it, you know. It's just pure dumb luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was fun. Good talking to you, brother.
Hell yeah, you too, man. Looking forward to catching one of your dates with Bullet and Breaky Benjamin, and get a fangirl from out there. It's going to be good.
I love it. Well, hopefully we run into each other and we'll have a beer.
Hell yeah, that would be epic.